Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast. I just cut out a lot of Kyla almost sneezing into the microphone.
I had a moment where I really thought it was going to happen and then it didn't, so...
a lot of expectations that were just
I know it dashed. Like it was there and then it went away and then it was back and then our guest said bless you and it really I don't know, we're in a place right now.
All right, before we introduce our guest for the day, mm-hmm. I need a motion to open debate. Are there any on the floor at this time?
Motion to open debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now open.
Yeehaw.
We have a very exciting episode. Our last conference recap episode of the fall 2019 conference season. Are you ready?
Do you want me to announce what it was?
Sure.
It's Kayak. Which
Kayak 10. Big
honestly,
X.
You probably... Was it 10?
Yeah, it was 10.
Good for you guys. Congrats on 10 conferences. That's exciting. But you've probably thought we've done a Kayak recap before, because that's all we ever talk about is Kayak, because we really like it.
And we went there all the time.
Yeah.
Literally every year.
Yeah, every year.
It's a great time.
It's my most attended conference was Kayak.
We have Kyla and Caroline, as usual, on the podcast.
Yeah. Hello.
And I think they'll be able to ask some good questions, kind of like the 60 episode, give some good react memes.
We can heckle.
But I think they'll also be able to bring in kind of the dimension of... They've been to kayaks in the past, and they can compare them.
Many years of kayak.
Was my third kayak. They went to one my freshman year that I didn't go to.
So we've each been to three kayaks.
Yeah. So we can compare that. And then we have our special guest for the day, Mary Beth.
Hello.
That was perfect. That was really beautiful.
It was like a good talk show hello.
I know. It was
really... Hello.
This is now The View. I hope that we're all ready.
Mary Beth is a freshman on our team. Mm-hmm. Love bringing on the freshmen. And also, fun fact, our first female guest on the podcast.
Oh, how has it taken us this long?
Okay.
I'm deeply honored.
I will say, Shannon sat in the background during one episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't a guest.
So like most business meetings.
Oh! We're going to bring Mary Beth back for a Women in Mud episode.
The tea is boiling tonight.
She has dropped at least 3 bombs like that. Since she's been at our house, and it's been really quite valuable. Really have enjoyed it.
She's been here for less than an hour. That's one every 20 minutes,
It's
maybe.
Very good. It's necessary. Bring it up.
So, Mary Beth, or Beef, as our team calls her, Mary Beef.
Mary Beef.
It's a very long story that was explained to us in a car ride to, I think, maybe 60.
I still don't know the full story.
It's
I don't
okay.
think it matters. I kind of like the ambiance of not knowing. Yeah.
But if you hear Mary Beth, if you hear Beef, it's the same person.
That's nice.
So, do you want to introduce yourself, like, a little bit?
Sure.
Just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I was born and raised in California, and I did MUN all through high school, and that made me fall in love, and it's developed into what I want to do for the rest of my life, so.
You're a diplomat major, yes?
I am a diplomat major,
I figured.
Yeah.
I could tell from the drive.
Yeah,
I could tell. I can smell them at this point. Sniff them out in a crowd. I always know.
You're like, oh, that's my kind.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. You, come here.
No, it's like dogs know who's in their pack. So it's like, I know.
Exactly.
I know who's there.
Can you smell anything else?
Oh, well, are you?
Beef?
I was going to say, are you a double major? Are you?
No.
No. Honors.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, an honors diploma.
She's
one of us.
She's one of
really,
us.
She's really in it now.
Oh,
she's
my
really
God.
One of us.
Girl, you're really in for the long haul, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am. I've decided to do it myself.
No, it's beautiful and good. You won't think that for a long time. But afterwards, you'll like it. Well, after it's done, you'll be okay with it.
Yeah, it's good. So, Beef and I were on the 16-person delegation our school sent to Kayak this year. Mm-hmm. And like we mentioned, this is my third kayak. Beef, this is your first kayak.
Yes,
so we'll bring some different perspectives, of course.
Can I also interrupt to say that Beef is Casey's mentee?
Yes.
I am.
Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
One of two.
Pairing there.
Also, shout out to Michael.
Yes.
We'll have to have him on an episode.
Michael, who doesn't want to learn about the respiratory system. I don't know who Michael is, and I've never met him. I just know he's not interested in lungs.
Yeah,
he's not into it.
That's all we know about Michael.
That's all that you need to know, and that's all I need to know. Just kidding, Michael, if you're listening, feel free to come over. I'm happy to meet you.
So So would you guys like to facilitate some questions about Kayak?
Sure. First question. Did y'all get an opening?
I plead the fifth on that one.
Again?
Again?
This is what every has our team conference come to? Now? We used to always have
we
to go.
We would always
and
go
now
to
we're
opening.
All loosey-goosey and no one comes
listen,
to opening
bonding
anymore.
Time prior to conference. Oh.
And it was bonding time.
Who is
I
she?
Am flabbergasted.
You're this telling is... me that I used to have to be ready an hour and a half early mm-hmm. to go to opening.
Oh, and now they don't go.
And
at all?
Now they don't go.
Now they don't go at all.
And
we sound like boomers right now.
It's okay, really boomer.
Like a boomer. Okay, boomer.
Back in my day,
John was calling me a boomer the other day.
called like, Kyle a boomer.
He specifically asked me to call you a boomer.
That's really funny. I
called him a zoomer.
Surprise, today's my half birthday, and I told Kyle that because I expected a present, of course.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I remember when I was 21 and a half, and I just responded, okay, boomer. And then he was like, wait, what? I said, don't speak to me ever again, grandpa. Which I stand by. He's 23. That's elderly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Past his prime.
Yeah.
So...
past his
back
prime.
back to the oh, subject.
Sure. So no opening. No I'm opening. Disappointed in both of you.
We missed another professor.
What committees were you in? So, and what was your position, I guess?
Shockingly, I was in a Kayak JCC.
What?
Really? Sis loves a good JCC.
You know, I feel like it just, like, that's my thing now. Like, I know how I go in, I know how I go out. Like, JCC's, like, I got this. But, yeah, so they had a Yakuza JCC, which is, if you don't know what the Yakuza is, it's essentially the Japanese mafia mm-hmm. within Japan itself. So it's not like, you know, Japanese mafia in New York City or anything. It's like the organized crime syndicate in Japan itself. And originally the committee was supposed to be a Yakuza gang versus the police, but they changed it very early on. Like, I mean, they changed it before they even sent out, like, positions or started registration to a fragmented Yakuza clan that was fighting. So there was the Yamaguchi family, and then there was the Kobe clan, which splintered from the Yamaguchi family, and I was on the Kobe clan side. And then we also had two of our teammates on the Yamaguchi family. And my position, we can go into later, but at first, it was a man named Masato Kurosawa, and I think almost all the positions were made up because it's kind of hard to get, like, positions for organized crime, especially when it's set in 2015.
Yeah.
So I was the... Within our room, there were, like, multiple clans. It was kind of a weird hierarchy where, like, it was called the Kobe clan, but there were, like, multiple clans in the room who were, like, united.
Sure.
And so I was second in command of the Sumiyoshi clan, which is the second largest in Japan.
Fun.
Exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I am kind of... I enjoy committees that are kind of like that. Like, the... mafia,
like a
cartel
non-state.
Sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah, I think that stuff's kind of fun. Like, non-state actors.
It
spices it up a little
sounds
bit.
Sounds really, really technical.
It was a
if
lot
that makes
of, like,
sense.
Background research, but
yeah.
I kind of like to say, I've hesitated going into committees that are so far out of, like, my wheelhouse
mm-hmm.
for knowledge base, but I honestly think that I've had the most interest in committees that I didn't have a lot of prior knowledge of going into, because then I can, like, research and put myself into it, but I'm not too bogged down by, like, the really technical details.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm
and,
a really
like, a lot of creativity.
Fan of that sort of time period, and even a little bit earlier than that, like a late 90s sort of time period, because
good.
It's modern enough to where there's a lot of information about it
mm-hmm.
available,
yeah.
but it's new enough to where you can, like, mess with it more mm-hmm. than, like,
yeah.
you're less likely to find someone that's, like, I am for only canon Yakuza content.
Yeah,
canon Yakuza content.
Well, especially if you do something in, like, the early 90s. Like, no one that's doing Mon now was alive during the early 90s.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know. I think that's a cool time period.
Yeah. And I'm usually a historical person.
Yeah.
So this was just, I literally just did this committee because it was, I mean, first of all, I think out of the committees offered, it was one of the most appealing. It was
mm-hmm.
either I would do this or I would do ad hoc kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then... second, like, Kayak JCCs are, like, my bread and butter. So
they're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about whether that held true. Mary Beth, what was your... What did you do?
Very
so,
interesting.
Mine was very interesting. It was a specialized committee. It was the ICJ, International Court of Justice, I was Judge Joan E. Donahue, which is the current U.S. judge, and it was really interesting from the get-go because although there are only 15 judges on the court at a time, there were 40 positions listed because it was...
Kyla's face, I wish I could get a picture of her eyes just, like, popped open.
It was... the idea was that they were going to incorporate the entirety of the ICJ into one committee. So we debated four topics, the first being the very first case that ever came to the ICJ, which was the Corfu Channel, UK, and Albania. Yes.
We talked about it in PIO.
I've been talking about it. Public international
law, if you didn't know.
Yeah. So that was our first case. Our second case was an aerial incident where the U.S. flew over some islands off of the Japanese coast that the USSR had claimed them for themselves. USSR shot down a U.S. plane. It got messy. and then the third case was the Iranian hostage crisis. And the fourth one was our contentious 2019, the move of the embassy to Jerusalem.
We'll talk about that later.
There was a lot that went along with that.
Okay.
It was a really interesting committee. It was a very mixed bag.
Sure. I guess I'll ask because it is specialized. Like, I thought this would be an interesting, like, perspective you could bring. Do you think the terms of how the committee was going to run, like, were they clear going in?
So,
like, how was the debate? How was structure?
Like, how did it run first and then, like, did it work?
So, at the beginning, we started with, okay, chairs, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Because it specifically mentioned that the only thing we will be doing is round robins, moderated caucuses, and that would be it. And so we assumed that there might not be any writing involved, and if there were going to be writing, it would be, like, opinion writing or judgments, but they ended up...
Which would make sense, you know, I guess.
Yeah, especially because that's the only written documents that come from a court. It ended up... We say by the end, we became judge, jury, and executioner, because at the end, we were sending peacekeeping troops around, we were organizing, you know, intel collection. But the reason for that was because we did end up having to throw out an entire case due to some touchy topics. So, so we had to fill the time with something. So, it was, from the get-go, we really didn't know what was happening. Our chairs were really good about letting us pick what we wanted. So, specifically... common law versus civil law. And we had to pick which one we wanted to debate.
Well.
Honestly, going in, I wasn't sure if there was a big difference between the two.
Do you have a preference now?
I'm still not sure.
Okay.
What the difference
That's totally okay. I took several law classes and I don't know either.
I'm taking PIL again and I can't tell you the difference. Okay. I don't know.
So great. I'm glad that I am not crazy and
taught us well.
Faking my way through this committee.
Hey, if it gets you, make it.
Exactly. Right. So it was like from the get-go, we weren't sure what was happening, but by the end, or at least like by Saturday, we were confident in what we were doing and we enjoyed. I think the whole committee enjoyed what we were doing.
Do you guys pass? Okay, so like, I have a lot of questions. I kind of know some of these answers, but I just like, I want it to be clear for those listening. So your job as a justice, so from what I heard, you guys had cases... judges and cases from, like, all time periods that, like, weren't... So you had to argue what that judge would have argued now. So, like, you would have argued something in the 50s while you weren't even sitting on the ICJ. Okay. Mary Beth was up at all hours doing research for this committee. Like, she had to research, like, facts of the case and bring new... like, bring, like, random evidence in. They had to, like, argue the facts of the case.
Were you able to do research during judgments. Committee?
No.
Yeah. Ooh. So you had to bring all your research and, like... They, like, wasn't the main focus to bring judgments on the cases, so you had to know the case, like, inside out with all the facts and stuff.
That's interesting, because I've never heard a committee done like that.
Yeah,
but that sounds like mock trial, to be honest with you, which is a little bit weird.
It was. I was in committee with Mac, who did mock trial, and he kept bringing up, like, this is just like mock trial.
Yeah.
He's like, we need to cross-examine. We had witnesses come in at certain points.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Good.
So. If you saw, like, an ICJ committee offered at another conference, would you be like, sure, I'll do that again?
Well, it depends on the timing, because there's a lot of research that has to go into it, I found, because I feel like the only reason I was able to succeed in committee was, I got up there and said, well, in resolution 181, 303, and 487, it discusses the, mm-hmm. you know, jurisdiction of the court and the ability to. So having those minute facts, if I had enough time and I knew I'd have the ability to research, mm-hmm. I would for sure do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's just a lot of prep.
A lot more prep.
I would have to, like, turn the light off. I'm like, Beef, we're going to sleep. Like, gotta turn the light off.
She did. She
like, Beef, pack it up.
Well, that's interesting. Kind of off topic, did we have someone in the ad hoc, and what was it?
We did. Steven was in the ad hoc.
Oh, what was it?
It was Roanoke.
Hmm.
Okay, honestly, I, as someone who's, like, really nerdy about, like, living historical places, and, like, I've visited a bunch of, like, those places in Virginia specifically, like, mm-hmm. I would have totally nerded out at that. Like, that...
How did they... Like, Roanoke, so what?
I didn't get, like, exactly specific details, but essentially, they... Like, it was a very difficult crisis because they were settlers within Roanoke.
So, okay, and they, so they had were to, the like, colonists.
Yeah,
so
and they had okay. to, like, face all the problems that comes with, like, there's only 200 people in here and we have to start a settlement. And, like, they literally had a count of people, and, like, if things would happen, they would kill them off.
That
and they'd be like,
so fun.
You're losing.
Oh, that sounds so
and,
fun.
And, the person we all know from Kayak, I'll give him a shout out because I know he listens. Mm. Lucas was the crisis director, and he is such a, like, he's such a tough crisis director. Like, mm-hmm. he's one of those ones where you're like, you have to, like, look out with what you're writing and make sure mm-hmm. everything's airtight. Mm-hmm. And so I think, honestly, someone like that is suited to run a committee like that because like...
That sounds very cool. I love interactive things like that. That's why I think that yours sounds really cool, yeah. cool, Mary Beth, because, like, being able to... I don't know, tangibly see stuff like that. I think it's very cool.
Also, yeah. I'm fascinated by, like, weird historical mysteries.
Yeah.
I'm interested with what storyline they went with.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of them. They still aren't settled completely on what happened.
Yeah, I know by the end, I think there was, like, either a war between the, I think it's the Croatans? Yeah, or whatever that
Croatoan.
Croatoans. Yeah. And the settlers, mm-hmm. I think. And I know Stephen had married himself to one of the, like, Native American chief's daughters.
At least in my opinion, I think that's what actually happened. Was that they assimilated into
I also think Native that. But who knows?
Who knows? Maybe it was alien. Not my business.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so do you want to get into maybe some pros and cons?
Yeah.
About, like, what you liked and what you did not like?
Mary Beth, would you like to go first?
Sure. I guess, what did I like? I mean, I enjoyed the whole weekend sure. as a whole. I know my committee, we got really close, so that's I have good. A little bit of a biased view because I genuinely enjoyed the interactions I had. I felt like our buildings were good, which is something that is different conferences can sometimes not necessarily have the best classrooms mm-hmm. or availability, yeah. but I feel like my committee was always in a room that I felt comfortable, and we were able to debate properly.
That's
in
always
our rooms.
Been good.
Yeah, and then
honestly, it's a big deal.
It really is.
It impacts it.
Out of curiosity, not that this has any bearing on pros versus cons, how did they structure it? Like, did you have a bench that you would go up to make arguments, or did you just, like, sit in your seats?
We sat in our seats. Okay. The first day we put
we
our...
We sat in our seats.
How many people were in it? I know there were 40 positions, but how many people showed up?
I think we had 20... On the first day, like, 23, but then it got up to 28.
That feels
oh, wow.
like so many for that style of committee.
Yeah.
That's well, crazy. I was actually surprised by the amount of... Like, there was a... It's very polarized in
sure.
strong delegates and some newer freshman delegates that weren't as versed or... They're more willing to just be, like, background support, mm-hmm. I guess. Not to be... Not
That's
to
a really
be
nice way of putting it.
No, it's true, though.
They were, like, the background extras
well,
in the
well,
room.
I feel like the ICJ, it was that committee that people were like, let's just throw our, like, our trial runs in there.
Specialized in GAs do kind of act as that absorbing property for a lot of super crisis-heavy teams. That's what it always was for us before we got people like you who... have experience and are actually very good at the styles of committee.
But especially something like the ICJ, that's such a specific knowledge base.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I had no idea what their jurisdiction was. I didn't know anything about the ICJ prior to this.
No one really knows what their jurisdiction is.
Exactly.
Well, it's all made up anyway.
That was still the main topic of discussion mm-hmm. the whole time, was what is our jurisdiction? Mm-hmm. And I would always stand up there and go, Well, if you read the statute of the court, you would know what your jurisdiction
Mary
is.
That's like, well, if you actually read the background guide.
Well, our background guide didn't have much of the jurisdiction, just the facts of the case, which I actually liked
because that's good.
It was how we could contribute to...
Sets you up for success or failure.
Yeah, for sure. Other pros and cons.
I feel like I've just heard some pros over here.
Honestly. I know. I'm trying to think of cons.
If there aren't any, that's acceptable.
Yeah, as far as committee goes, I mean, yeah, from like I was mentioning earlier, we didn't have a very clear understanding of how our committee was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, by the end of Thursday, we were solid and we enjoyed what we were doing, so.
Well, good. I feel like that's, honestly, kind of the best case scenario.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you can really ask for is by the end of it, you have it. Something's happening.
Yeah.
Casey, I know you have a lot of thoughts. It can be your time to speak about it.
Thank you. Well, pros. So I would say pro for the committee is that for both days, like, not both days, it was 4 days. We had, you know, a decent room for the days that we were there. It was like your typical, like, big table, not like a long one. I like when they're like, not to sound weird, but like thick tables with like a big U around it, you know, like,
Let
me describe this. You know when you go to some conferences and it's one long table and everybody's sitting around it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I meant like when it's like a wider table, okay. Like they have two tables like
so
next to each other.
Like if you drew a U and there was like an inch between the two lines and then you drew a U and like 2 inches between
like
the two lines.
Like a wide U versus a skinny U.
Portrait versus landscape.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that was tough for my
sorry.
Brain. It's okay.
Whoever's listening is like, they're trying to like picture it.
I feel like now we need to start doing posts to like accompany the random things. Like Kyla's eyes bugging out of her head. Like the
we always
preferred
always
method
forget
of sitting
what we
for Casey.
Say, though.
Well, we've tossed around the idea of doing a video podcast at some point, like recording ourselves recording the podcast, which maybe we will. I don't know if you guys care about what we look like when we talk.
Although none of you followed us from the face reveal, so I don't know what that says.
We're ugly. That's what it says. It says
U-G-L-I.
That we're busted and that they're not interested in our content. But anyway, tell us more about your landscape you.
It's just, I'm just trying to, like, pick out things that made me happy over the weekend.
You liked the topic.
Yeah, okay. Room setup was good. I liked the topic. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think it would have been better if it was Yakuza versus the police,
mm-hmm.
because I think that it was kind of, I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to do, like, when you have almost, like, one of those five families committees, like, mm-hmm. of the mafia, but, like, two rooms and they're fighting, but
they
it was just, like,
did this exact committee my freshman year.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was two cartels against
yeah.
each other.
Well, it's just like
the DEA was involved too, but it was didn't take place in the US, so their jurisdiction was zero, so they lost immediately.
That was a big fat L.
So I think that's more like my preference mm-hmm. than like anything, because I just like when there are very with JCC is like very two clear-cut sides, and it
mm-hmm.
wasn't exactly that way, but you know, that's more personal than anything else. And then I would say another pro is that position descriptions in the background were really great, but mm-hmm. I think that, like, was related to the fact that they didn't actually exist, so they needed to be good,
sure.
which is good that they did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was something, like, that sounds small but is a very big thing, I think, is that the committee size was great. So we had 15, there was, like, 20 delegates in the background, or 20 positions in the background guide. We had 15 delegates in the room, and then...
That's pretty decent side for JCC.
Yeah, that was good. And we had 15, and then on Friday, when we went to lunch, some kid just, like, peaced and never returned.
Vibes.
I had one of those.
Yeah. How I'm trying to be.
So we would make jokes, like, the whole weekend. We're like, oh my gosh, I bet he's gonna win best.
What if he did? But, like, genuinely contemplate that. That
and he just, like, reappeared.
He made such an impact in his first 2 days that he was just, like, I don't even need to come back. Like,
doesn't
I'm that
matter.
Good.
Mic drop out.
Oh, that's legendary. Good for him.
Yeah, so.
I hope you had a good weekend.
You know, you had a really great weekend after Friday lunch.
If you were the kid that left, DM us. I want to know what you did.
Know.
Like, what happened? Did you go home or did you just stay in Ithaca and hang out?
Well, like, I'm not trying to, like, drop what college he was from, but he was from around close by. So he could have just, like, gone home.
Okay. That makes it less fun. I was hoping that he just, like, I know he really liked the Ramada and just, like, wanted to stay. He was like, dang, you know, they got that sauna. I really need to.
Their tiny soap bars are really
good. I need to spend some time.
Forgot about the sauna, man.
Does he even have that anymore?
I don't know. We were at the motel.
That's where we always were. Ramona?
No, we were at the motel, like the one we were at last year, not the original one.
I don't remember where we stayed last year.
It was over by I remember.
It wasn't that bad.
No, but we were
not
staying,
as good as the Ramada.
We were staying on the other side with the doors that open straight to the air.
And it was snowing.
It's 15 degrees out, that's not like ideal.
Yeah, I liked. It wasn't a. Was it a Chili's?
Or was it a Chili's or an Applebaum's?
No, there was a Chili's.
It was a Chili's because we both got triple dippers. Yep.
There was a Wegmans.
Yes. It was Chili's.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no, I remember that.
I digress, though.
Sorry.
We always do.
I'm giving you the lay of the land of Ithaca.
Cons of the weekend.
Sure.
I think what I can critique about cons is, like, I'm not going to spend my time here saying, like, oh, I wish that we were more on topic, because that's up to the delegates in the room. That's not, like, a flaw of the conference, like, whatsoever. That's, you know, something that is handled in room and then later through awards, because, like, staying on topic is, in my opinion, important. So we passed a directive about robots, and let's just say when half of the committee has establishments in the red light districts and you tell us the only way to solve this robot problem is through love and lust, we get some pretty creative directive ideas on the table that could be better focused in a different way.
I really, truly hate stuff like that. Like, and
it's not even like it was, like, late Saturday. It was, like, Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying, like, you can't get in a fun one at some point, but, like, don't waste my time with stuff. Like, if I'm here to debate something, don't. I feel like we've all met delegates who are those kind of people that like to try and take committee off the rails for no reason. And I hate that. Just, we all came here for one thing. Please stop. You're not quirky. You're not funny. You're not cute. I promise you're not cute. Debate it.
So, yeah. I would say the biggest con of the weekend was crisis. And it genuinely, like, didn't really get better. I would say typically for Kayak in years past, like, it would get better each day and they would be very responsive to feedback. And I think, like, in this Kayak, in this committee room, I can't really speak for everybody else's, but I don't really think my room was that responsive to feedback. Honestly, it was, like, really frustrating trying to get back notes, because Thursday and Friday, I was getting one note an hour back. And then Saturday, it picked up to maybe every 45 minutes. And just the way that crisis, like, decided things, I think, was frustrating to people on both sides of the JCC. So, for instance, everyone gasp, this is the first conference I was killed off at. And it was really frustrating because, like, honestly, if it would have been a delegate who, like, finessed me and got me, I would have been like, yo, like, good job, or whatever. It was, the way I was killed off is that as part of my crisis arc, I was trying to get, like, a TV show getting made. So I got a TV executive drunk, and, like, he agreed to make my show. And I got a note back that was like, you have blackmailed the head of Anime Japan. And I was like, didn't think that was blackmail, but all right. And then I came back Saturday, and they put, like, crisis decided to put me on trial for blackmail. And then, like, said, write your directive if you're going to defend her or not to the whole committee room. And I got people to agree to defend me. And then we passed the directive and they were like, no, we're just going to kill you off. And I was like,
oh, that's lame.
I was like, did the directive mean anything? And they're like, no, we were going to kill you off from the start.
What?
Like, from, like, the trial didn't mean anything. Like, passing that meant nothing. Like, we were just going to kill
you.
What
the hell? So you wasted probably, like, an hour of committee? Like,
sure, crisis kills people off sometimes. Yeah. So, like, I can't really fault them for that. They just do that. But, like, I fault them more for wasting committee time. Like, if you're going to just kill someone, then just kill them. And like, that's okay.
I don't
have the power to do that.
It was like they were trying to come up with a way to kill me off. And I'm like, this wasn't even, like, legit, though.
But, like, you also could
have been,
like...
It's not like I died being attacked or, like, doing something stupid. I don't know.
Well, I've been in a lot of committees where they will just, like, kill random people just to spice up committee a bit more. And it's, like, not even a targeted at anybody in particular. It's just, like, whoever they can find something to kill them over, but, like, don't waste people's time over it.
Just you also could have just, they could have just come in and said, you know, someone killed you on the, like, while you were walking into the courthouse, and, like, the trial's not happening, and then you don't have to waste people's time.
Or just say that someone that works at that TV studio killed you.
Yeah, like, hey, I don't
surprised
know. It was just,
they shot you.
It was just weird, because I'm like, why would you get my hopes up that I actually had, like, a hope of, like, getting out of this somehow?
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of time.
So that was, like, the first frustration of mine, and then the second frustration was just, like, I don't know. It's, like, a lot of things where it didn't really feel like we were having much of an impact on, like, the direction the crisis
they were
going to
do what they were going to do regardless.
Yeah.
I've had that issue.
So, it's very frustrating. And the thing is, like, I've done kayak JCCs before, and I've loved them. Like, I absolutely love the ones I've done in the past. It's just this year, I felt so frustrated by everything, because it just felt like everything was, like, falling on deaf ears, really.
Yeah. My committee last year, I felt like it was very much like that. Like, they had an idea of where the committee was going to go, and regardless of what we did, it was going to go that way. And, well, they also let certain delegates derail it and make it ridiculous for no reason. So, very similar idea. Not quite as bad. I still enjoyed the committee, but...
Do you guys have any other questions about committees?
No, but not I could really. Ask you more about the rest of the conference.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Socials and how that was. Karaoke. Tell me about it.
Karaoke, like... Always a blast. Always like, that is literally my favorite social of any conference.
Your first karaoke night.
It was my first
it's
karaoke.
It's so fun.
Isn't it the most fun when you take over an entire huge room and then scare everybody that walks in because they leave immediately?
I was it happened this year. I think it was me and someone else were doing super bass.
Good.
And this girl walks in with her drink backwards and just smacks into me. She spills her liquids everywhere.
Her whole body. She bled out on the spot.
You know what I mean? She spills her drink everywhere and she looks back and just runs out the room.
So good.
See you later.
We exude too much power. Truly, the energy is too strong for some.
Yeah.
Mere mortals cannot enter.
Yeah, it was great.
And then it was Boatyard again.
Yeah. Mary Beth went to Boatyard. I tapped out because I almost fell asleep, like, at the restaurant beforehand.
And Boatyard is... Boatyard. Nothing super... Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I mean, so there ended up only being four of us that went to the social. I only went because my committee got really close. And get this, in the ICJ, we had blocks. So my block was really close. We're still, like, kind of in touch. So I wanted to go see them.
Yeah,
party with them. But
fun.
Not sure everyone else at from our delegation had the same reactions towards
I was always
the fellow delegates.
Very whiny about not wanting to go to Boatyard, so
I don't want to go to Boatyard.
I don't like anybody. I want to sit in my hotel room and talk to my friends.
They had pretty incredible
pretzels. I'd really like to.
They had food.
And they had fried pretzels. I never had a fried soft pretzel.
What is that?
It was really good.
I mean, that sounds great. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, maybe I should have gone to Boatyard all those years that I didn't go. I went one year.
I remember we went the year that Caroline sang so beautifully on the bus, the Star Spangled Banner.
Was that to Boatyard?
That was on the way back from Boatyard.
Yeah.
It was.
One of Caroline's most iconic moments, to be honest. So we can talk a bit about awards, I guess, now that we're near the end of the conference discussion.
Yeah. So as Kyla and I were talking a little bit the other day, we were just talking about the concept of, like, I feel like at every conference, and Kyla also brought this up, there's always, like, that one team that hits a bunch of awards, you know, the couple teams that get, like, a medium amount, and then, like, nothing. Like one or nothing.
Like, basically a sweep. And pretty much at every conference I've ever been to, that's happened. Mm-hmm. Where it's, and it's never the same teams.
No.
It's like, there will be one team one time, and then the next time they'll come back and they'll get no awards, and then you'll go to the same conference, same people again, and then, like, it's a totally different team that does it this time.
Yeah. I don't think anyone who got a delegation award this year, except for our team, got one last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our performance last year versus this year, completely different.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, we still got, last year, our team got outstanding large. Still.
Yeah.
Still, we got two gavels, and we got, like, a few other awards.
Yeah, but it wasn't a exemplary performance. Like, it was fine. It was good.
It was
decent. We did well. Yeah. And, like, we deserved that outstanding, and it was fine. This year, I saw the results, and my first thought was, that's great. My second thought was, we're going to look awful.
Yeah.
Because that looks not okay at all. Yeah. In total, 11 awards, 6 gavels. That's not normal.
No.
And I don't know what happened. I'm not saying that people didn't deserve them. I know that our team is good. But I've never seen something like that happen before.
Never
outside
seen
of
that
top
happen.
25 teams doing that.
Well,
so,
maybe this year.
Maybe this year, but whew, yeah. I don't know. It, and it's that interesting to see it from both Casey and Mary Beth Gavold. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Especially congratulations to Mary Beth on your first.
Thank
That's
you.
Super exciting.
Yeah, three freshmen
got
gavels.
That was impressive.
Yeah. my big thing is, it's kind of interesting to see it now that I'm not actively on the team.
Yeah.
Because I feel, I can see people being annoyed about it because I've been there. And like,
I mean, I think we've all also been the delegation. Well, exactly.
So it's like, it's interesting to be like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm really proud of everybody. But also like, oh God. Because well, like, we're going to look like jerks.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you hate it until it happens to you. Mm-hmm. And then you love it. And then it doesn't happen to you again. And you're like, I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it.
Well, I think the thing is just like, I think we should definitely be proud of it because it's not something that never happens to teams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it does.
When we were at 60, you, Penn, brought, like, 16 people and got 13 awards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, so, like,
when we were at Farman, you, Chicago, got, like,
Chicago do
a
it.
Ton of awards.
People do it.
So, it's not like year. It's something that it's like, oh, wow, this is, like, shouldn't be happening. But at the same time...
Yeah, it's such an interesting concept because it's, like, it all comes down to how people decide awards, which every conference does it differently. And they... typically do not disclose how they decide that, which irks me. Mm-hmm. I wish you would say how you chose things and what you were looking for, even if it's not beforehand, just after the fact, if you just put your rubric out, I'm just interested. Regardless, it's like, I don't think that people should ever take school into consideration because that is biasing, but it's also like, but did they take school into consideration?
No,
they like
actually,
all sorts of things.
I know they didn't because...
I'm not saying this conference in particular.
No, no, no.
I'm just saying in general because some definitely do.
Oh,
and they won't ever say it, but they do.
Yeah. This conference clearly. When we first came in was like, I don't want people like... I mean, it always does come out over the weekend who goes to what school because like we'll talk about it. And I mean, the chair sitting right there. But like...
They've always
been
very,
very
good
clear about,
it.
About like... We're in when we introduce ourselves, we're not saying our school names. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
I've been to some conferences that were very good about... keeping that line, and I've also been to some where they actively were like, hey, what school do you go to? Like, which I think is unprofessional and not a good look, but...
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, it's like, I'm fine with it when it's genuinely, and I'm talking about more from other delegates, because I think it's
delegates ask away. It's but, when the chair, it's like, don't ask me that, because you're gonna get an opinion about me immediately just from what my school is.
Yeah, so, like, I guess what I'll just say about awards is, like, mind you, our team has also been going to this conference for a very long time, and I think a lot of our training is oriented towards, like,
that style of
Model UN.
Exactly.
And, like, we go to other conferences and we'll do, like, medium, or we won't do well, like, some of the really big ones, so I don't know. It's just, we've also been, this is our third conference of the semester, and a lot of the people who are on this team had been to all three, like, had been all three all semester, so it's, like, we really got warmed up for this one. So,
and I also think, like, not to roast previous iterations of our team, I think this team is definitely stronger than a lot of the teams that we've brought. I think the freshman class is way better than pretty much any freshman class that we've brought in many years. So I'm not surprised that we're doing really well, but it I don't know. I just think it's interesting because it's been a while since we've had like a sweep.
Yeah.
And especially a sweep of this magnitude.
This is, I'm pretty sure, was the most amount of awards we've ever won at a conference.
And
wow.
At least within our tenure, possibly.
Well,
because
I remember
the beginning of the club.
The three of our freshman years, when we were at Kayak, I know we got a lot of awards.
We pulled a lot, but I could not tell you how many it was.
And we got best large, I think.
We did.
It was best small or best large, one of those two.
It was best large.
And I can't remember how many we got, but we were like, wow, we swept. And it was nowhere near the amount of awards.
No, I want to say it was, like, maybe eight.
Maybe.
I would say it was probably eight.
I mean, like...
A great amount of awards, like, not to say, like, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to think about. Like, I've thought about it a lot from, like, a conference logistics standpoint, and, like, you can't prevent sweeps, basically. Because if, like, truly the people are performing the way that they're performing, then you can't prevent that, because otherwise you're robbing people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, like, I don't know, it's just such a weird...
Yeah,
I don't know. It really feels like it's unfair, but it would be more unfair to not allow it.
If you're truly doing
selection
school blind, which every conference absolutely
should that they do.
And if they are doing what they say they
should.
Do, and they're not paying attention to school, and you give out the awards, and like a ton of awards go to one school, that's just the way the like cards fall, I guess. Because like Kyla said, if you're looking and saying like, oh, we gave too many awards to one school, let's just give some to this school instead. That is unfair.
I think
it's also unfair to not do selection school blind, which I know, like, you can't completely eliminate bias, especially if you hear what schools, but, like, honestly, you can, because, like, does it really matter?
No, and it shouldn't matter. And I think that it happens, like, biases happen more on, like, the back end, being like, oh, well, like, our school is traditionally, like, we're grouped with these set of schools, so we all want to be, like, good together. And I'm not trying to accuse anybody, because I don't have any evidence of, like, anything.
No.
Whatever, yeah. Like, y'all are school blind, sure, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I think you can see it sometimes of, like, maybe it's not as transparent, but I will say I think Kayak is notoriously very good at being transparent.
Notoriously good.
Notoriously good. And, well, I mean, notoriously good as a conference. They have their issues just like every other one does, but I think, generally speaking, it's a pretty well-run conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Secretary General was amazing this year.
Who was it?
Rhea.
Mm. Oh, it was Rhea! Oh, I didn't know that. That's,
I know,
really
she
good.
Was so good at Head Delphi back. She would, like, I don't know, because sometimes it, and I told her this, sometimes it, when you give Head Delphi back, mm-hmm. you just feel like you're talking to someone going like, okay, I'm sorry, okay, I'm sorry, okay, I'm sorry. And I've definitely been to feedback like mm-hmm. that before, where it just feels like they're just apologizing, but you're not actually making an impact. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want you to just say sorry, like, it, what's happened,
I know
happened.
You're sorry.
Like, just make it better.
Yeah.
But she was very much like, I hear you, and this mm-hmm. is how we're fixing it.
No, Rhea was great as DJ.
Yeah, very nice.
So
very
I'm
nice.
Glad that she's there now. That's awesome for her.
Yeah, so...
Good.
Congrats, Rhea.
Congrats
for everybody who worked on that conference. Mm-hmm.
Congrats to everybody that attended. Congrats to our delegation. No flex. no. I can't really flex. I'm not even on the team anymore, so I can't really say a single word about
it. I had no stake in the game, baby.
No, I can be a little a boomer over here and just take credit for things that aren't my doing. But
and then don't it. Take credit for things that are bad. Like, that are bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the glory of being an alum, baby.
Mary Beth, do you have any closing thoughts before we sign off?
Well, I guess just my first semester after competing at the collegiate circuit.
Yeah, you went to all three this semester.
I did go to all three, thank goodness, because it was finalized with a nice little touch, a little gavel. But I really appreciate it. I thought, you know, for anyone, I guess if there are any high school listeners, this circuit is way different, and I was not really prepared for that going into my first conference, but I'm really glad you see the growth. Like, I've seen my own personal growth, I guess, and I felt like Kayak was a really great place for me to establish that, okay, I know what I'm doing now. Let's do this.
Honestly, that's all you can really hope for.
Yeah.
Is that you see your own personal growth, and you see it soon enough to be like, this is what I need to change.
Mm-hmm. You're only competing against yourself.
Seriously.
Like, truly, you can only gauge your successes based on how you previously performed.
And I think we'll need to do an episode on that sometime.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts.
I also, building off of what you said about the circuit being different from high school to college, I think it'd be really cool to do an episode in the future, because, like,
definitely.
A lot of you guys have high school experience. Yeah. So,
I have
like,
none.
Having some people come
maybe,
in.
Like, Beef and Jungin.
Beef and Jungin, maybe Peter. Yeah. Bring in some, you know, high school Mun people, and you can talk about the differences, because it is different.
We can just let y'all loose with the microphone, and we'll sit on our
we'll moderate.
And...
No, we won't sit on the beds. We'll stand and, like, peer over, fall off onto the mic.
We have a spray bottle, just in case someone says something bad, like, stop it. Perfect. Okay, great.
All right.
We'll make plans.
So.
Do you have any parting remarks?
I think my parting remarks all came out already. Just, like...
okay.
They just spilled out onto the table.
They slipped out, and it's done.
I can't put them back anymore. Parting remarks. It was... I've never felt that way during an awards ceremony before. Hopefully it happens again. Yeah, and I think maybe we'll do another episode. I feel like there's so many, like, things to unpack about, like, specifics that we could just talk about in broader terms.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I'll also tell you, based off of secondhand stories that I heard about this conference.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing another Women and Men episode soon.
Yep.
And that's all that I'll say about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it again.
We're tired of it. Y'all need to stop it.
It is time to stop.
It is time to stop, and we're going to make you.
You have to stop.
No more questions. No.
All right. On that note of no more questions, I will now open the floor to any points or motions.
Motion to close debate.
That is an order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now closed.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.